Okay. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
What my childhood was like?
Yeah.
Brutal. Grew up on 110th in Mount Carmel, Cleveland, Ohio. Rough and tough neighborhood. And I always used to say the boys there either stayed home and played with their sister's dolls or went out and got their ass kicked every day and learned what life was all about.
All right. Tell me about your activities with your friends, if you were involved in sports.
I basically was never, well, I used to play football, CYO football, you know, when I was younger. But you mean sports throughout my life?
Yeah.
Well, my biggest activity was being involved in the martial arts. And I started studying it in Okinawa. And continued my training later on in my life and eventually was promoted to a fifth degree black belt.
Nice. What jobs did you have when you were a teenager?
Paper route. That's about it.
That's it?
Yeah, just a paper route. I worked in a drugstore as well. Yeah.
How much did you get paid for the paper?
Paper. They were pennies. Pennies. I remember when we started in construction, we were making $1.75 an hour, and this was in probably 1957 or 58. $1.75 an hour. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And still had money left over. Unlike today, when people are making $50 an hour but are always broke.
Yeah.
You know.
That leads up to the next question. What did you do with the money you earned?
Saved some of it. Spent a lot of it.
Did you ever, like, go shopping for, like, clothes or...
No. We, you know, our life in the 40s and in the 50s and in the 60s is 180 degrees different than what kids have today. We didn't have all the luxuries. There were no shopping centers. As far as buying clothes, I got hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. First was my older cousin, went to my brother, then to my other cousin. I was fourth in line. Yeah. If you took off my all the patches off, I'd be naked.
Did you have a nickname when you were a child?
Well, I always used to get teased by my name, Marty Farty, you know, and that's why I developed such between being teased and the way I was raised by my father, I developed a very nasty attitude and got even with everybody as I got older.
Does anyone still call you by that nickname?
No.
No.
No. Everybody that did, I kicked their ass, so they never called me that again, or twice anyway.
Alright. When were you in the military?
From 1958 to 1963.
What branch did you serve in?
USMC.
Describe your daily life while you were in the service.
Well, first of all, I know you know that I wrote a book about Marine Corps boot camp. Yeah. Very brutal. Mm-hmm. But after boot camp, well, the name of the book is Sir Yes Sir. But after boot camp, you were assigned a regular job and, you know, we still had military training. Constantly. Boot camp was 16 weeks. It was indescribable. Couldn't if you didn't go through it, you can't appreciate it. But after that, like I said, we had jobs and we went to work every day. And one of the biggest benefits I had by the time I got out, I was three quarters of the way around the world.
Describe your transition from military to citizen life.
It was easy.
It was easy?
It was easy for me. I just went back to work for a construction company that I worked for before I went in, and I blended right back in. Yeah.
Can you describe your marriage proposal?
Whoa. Well, that was a while, man, in those days. I don't know how much of a proposal it was.
Do you remember, like,
where I met on a blind date. My brother-in-law, Pete, who was also my cousin, was married to I met her on a blind date. It was my cousin's sister-in-law that they fixed me up with. And that was in 1960. I went overseas to the Far East, and I didn't see her again for about 3 years. And I went through the traditional stuff of asking her to marry me, which was a foregone conclusion, but asked her, grumpy old man. He was glad to get rid of her. And that was about it. Tradition, that's what you did in those days. You know, ask for the girl's hand in marriage.
All right. So, you're retired, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What keeps you busy, like, strong
days? Well, I wrote a screenplay. I wrote a book about the screenplay. I have a blog that I have over 5,000 posts on that I work on every day. It's just a hobby. It's called the Goomba Gazette, and I have a pretty good following. I have no affiliations with any political parties. I shoot straight from the hip, and I execute anybody that's out of line. I praise a person as well as I criticize them.
Thinking of the jobs you've held, is there one that stands out as your favorite?
Well, the company I worked for years ago, actually I started off when when I got out of the service, I went back to, it was a company, it's still in existence today, Utilities Construction. I started off as a laborer. When I got out of the service, I went into the operating engineer, so I ran any kind of equipment. Then I became a superintendent. Then I became the vice president for 25 years. And eventually, when I quit there, due to some unpleasant circumstances, I started my own company and went around the country putting in fiber optic cable. So I had, I have to say, I had a very interesting and lucrative working career.
When you were younger, what would you like imagine your job would be? Like,
I always wanted to be a barber for some crazy reason.
A barber
for some crazy reason. Because, you know, we used to go to this barber shop. Nice guy. His name was Vic Orlando. He had a barber shop on Woodland. And I don't know. I just had an idea about being a barber, but that wasn't in the cards. You know, my father was in the construction. He was a union representative in the city of Cleveland. Very prestigious job. And needless to say, in those days, I only know one kid that went to college. In those days, you usually followed in your parents' footsteps. So he was worked through the unions, and that's what I did.
Okay. What are your favorite family holidays and why?
Thanksgiving. Get together with the family. It's not about money. It's about family relationships.
Of all the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life? Why?
My family members? I have to say I lived the most interesting life of all of them.
I would say that too. That's why I picked you.
Well, you know, like I said before, when by the time I was out of the service, I was three quarters of the way around the world. I was in excuse me, Europe for 9 months. I was in the Caribbean 3 times, and this is encompassing all the different countries there. And then I was in the Far East for two and a half years. Hawaii, Japan, Okinawa, Philippines, Vietnam.
Okay. Tell me about some traditions that have passed down through our family. When and how did they get started?
Yeah, one of the traditions, today is a good example of your aunt having everybody over for dinner. And she's trying to carry on where your grandmother left off. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the person who has had the greatest influence on your life. What lessons did they teach you?
I probably got to say my father and my mother too, but mostly my father.
You could say both of them if you want.
Yeah, both. But he was a rough character, very rough. The men and boys today could never even compare to half of what we were at the same time in our lives.
Way no. different.
Independent, tough.
Who has been the kindest to you and why?
Probably my wife for putting up with me.
Is that it? Thank you.
That's it?
Yep.
Thank you.
This has been Marty and Tori, and located in Cheshire, Ohio.
Where's that going to go?